What is marriage of God's making?
Marriage of God's making is the joining by covenant of one male and one female to become one flesh until parted by death.
What is the cause of the death and depravity of man made in God's image?
The cause of the death and depravity of man made in God's image is the fall and disobedience of our first parents, Adam and Eve, so that our nature became so corrupt that we are all conceived and born in sin.
What is the state of sin into which we are all conceived and born?
The state of sin into which we are all conceived and born consists in the guilt of Adam's first sin, the lack of original righteousness, the corruption of our whole nature, commonly called original sin, and all the actual transgressions which proceed from it.
What is the state of misery into which we are all conceived and born?
The state of misery into which we are all conceived and born consists in lost communion with God, life under His wrath and curse, and liability to all miseries in this life, death itself, and the pains of hell forever.
How did the fall of man, made in God's image, affect the rest of earthly creation?
The fall of man, made in God's image, affected the rest of earthly creation by subjecting it to God's curse of futility and slavery to corruption.
How does all mankind continue to be related to God after the fall?
After the fall, all mankind continues to be subject to God's providence and to owe to Him whatever He is pleased to require.
What is God's providence?
God's providence is His most holy, wise, and powerful preserving and governing of all His creatures and all their actions to His own glory.
What is the benefit of our knowing about God's providence?
The benefit of our knowing about God's providence is that it makes us patient in adversity and thankful in prosperity, so that we may place our firm trust in our Heavenly Father concerning everything that befalls us.
What hope has God given that it is possible for us to be redeemed from our state of sin and misery?
The hope that God has given that it is possible for us to be redeemed from our state of sin and misery consists in the gracious provisions of His covenants.
What are God's covenants that give us hope in our state of sin and misery?
God's covenants that give us hope in our state of sin and misery are the Noahic, the Abrahamic, the Mosaic, the Davidic, and the New.